Happy Friday once again, ladies and gentlemen. I hope that you guys have had a wonderful week so far and that you have been able to smile at least once. That's extremely important, to me at least. So today has been very productive. I actually got up very early this morning and I had just randomly decided to clean the whole apartment. And after I accomplished that, I just felt really, really good and just better mentally, I guess. And people have always told me, like, you know, whenever you rearrange something or whenever you clean something, it literally puts you in the greatest, like, most zen mood, I guess I would, that's how I would describe it ever. And, you know, I feel like I haven't felt that all week. So it was definitely a very, like, refreshing and zen thing for me to do. And so my apartment is officially cleaner than it was. Not that it wasn't clean, but it was it was starting to slide because Eric and I have crazy schedules and sometimes we are hardly ever home, or, you know, I'm really the only one at home now, but I'm always working. And now with Fridays off, I just truly, truly enjoy the freedom that I have and just being able to get stuff that I need done. So anyway, on to today's topic. Sunday is Father's Day. For those of you who weren't aware, time just flies by like pages in a really, really good book, or article, I should say. But Sunday is Father's Day, and I just really wanted to take the time to reflect on how important my brother and I's dad has been forever. And, you know, I'm sure all of you, or at least hopefully most of you, can relate to this. You know, to me, my dad, he's still my dad when he needs to be, but 99% of the time, he is a friend. He is a best friend. He's a partner in crime. He's an extension of my heart, really. And for all of you girls and guys out, girls and gals, oh my gosh, totally messed that up. Guys and gals who are out there, I'm sure most of you can relate to this, at least hopefully. And for those of you who aren't close with your dads, or they aren't in the picture anymore, my heart feels for you and my heart goes out to you. And just know that stand strong no matter what, and keep smiling and keep seeking happiness in your life no matter what. But I just thought it would be really cool to reflect on some of the things that, you know, my dad has had to go through, and just how much of a wonderful dad he really is. And for those of you who don't know, I talk to my dad at least every day, if not every other day. And I honestly don't know what I would really do without him. I don't know what I would do without his advice sometimes, or, you know, if there's a certain direction that I need to be headed in, he will kind of, hint at that to me. And I mean, just the other day, you know, he was telling me something along the lines of, you know, Mara, like, you need to start learning how to stand up for yourself more and be stronger than you are. And you really are already strong because you've been through quite a bit and you've pulled through. But, you know, like with this job that you have now, like take control. Like this job isn't your career. It's temporary and, you know, your career is going to get back on track. I totally believe it, but you need to not let people walk all over you, and you need to stand up for what you believe in and what you need to do to get things accomplished. And he and I have those talks quite a bit, and it's just, it's something that I do certainly need to work on, because I can be a very soft, sensitive person, and I'll just be like, oh, okay, you know, it's fine, or it's whatever. And that's where my dad is like, no, like, come on, I raised you better. But there's just discussions like that that we have that truly just remind me, like, I'm so, so grateful that he is my dad. And my dad has had to undergo quite a bit. He's been a single parent for a long time, since 2005 when my mom passed away. And he really had to step up to the plate then. But ever since, I mean, he has totally before, but when she wasn't in the picture anymore, he truly had to step up to the plate. I mean, because my mom, she did most of the cooking and the cleaning and, you know, school stuff with my brother and I, taking us kids to school and picking us up and, you know, making sure that, you know, we had our doctors and dentist appointments and make sure that we were, you know, well fed and taken care of and loved, of course. And it's not that my dad didn't do those things at all. It's very, very tough sometimes growing, but also seeing your parent grow with you and learning, okay, what's next? What do we need to do? You know, this is what I need to do now. And it really, you know, anything can happen. And while you can plan for it all you want, and while you can expect it all you want, it still is definitely a shock. My mother's death was very, very sudden and shocking, for me, for my family, for a lot of people. She was only 37 and she was coming home from seeing friends, and she was in a terrible, terrible car accident, and that, you know, killed her instantly. So she didn't suffer, but that was just something truly that not only did my dad have to endure that, but he really had to just take the reins on everything. And sometimes there were times where, like, the weight of the world was truly, I felt like the weight of the world was truly on his shoulders. But you know what? He is like a perfect example of who my brother and I have become. And even though that I need to work on not being so soft, I've learned quite a bit from my dad, and I've always been taught to, you know, don't be meek, you know, stand up for what you believe in, stand up for what's right and for what you need to do, or for even for something that you just want. Whether it's, you know, housing or career goals or people that you want to have in your life, or just different life directions and experiences that you want to have. Sometimes you just have to wing it and go with it. My dad has always been that kind of person, and I really, really do admire that about him. He's organized and he's neat and he's a germaphobe, kind of like me. We both love to cook and clean. I get all of the cooking and cleaning from not only my mom, but my dad. And I've learned a lot there. And, but also my dad is just very, he's just in the moment. He likes to, you know, he's not really much of a planner. He's somewhat of a planner, but most of the time he's just like, okay, this is what we're doing and this is how we're going to do it today, right now, regardless of anything else. So in a nutshell, he does what he wants when he wants, and he just knows how to get things accomplished and life, just regular day-to-day life things. And I've taken that. I've really carried that with me. Another good quality that my dad has, and it's really kind of funny, but it's very, very true, like 99% of the time. Whenever I am going through something tough, or whenever I'm having an issue with something, or I need to complain about something, all my dad will do, you know, he'll give me, you know, encouragement, support, pep talks, whatever it is that I need, you know, a hug, you know, a cookie, anything at all. But every single time I'm going through something, the words like, just relax, like, it'll be all right, will come out of his mouth. And somehow, one way or another, no matter how bad I think the situation may be, it always ends up turning out all right. And it's very ironic, and I don't think my dad is like a wizard or cursed or anything like that, but it happens every time, you know, as many times as I've had car breakdowns or problems in school or with classes or with people or with anything at all, you know, my dad has always just kind of been like, you know, suck it up, girl. Like, you know, it'll be all right. Like, you will pull through, and, you know, or you just need to do this, this, and this, and like, it'll fall into place. It'll be all right. So I really do appreciate that about my dad, because he's so laid back, but at the same time, he's laid back, but he's strong like a bull when he needs to be. He's been my brother and I's rock forever. And he told me this story, I think it was like 4 or 5 years ago. He was taking, I want to even say like 3 or 4 years ago, he took a trip to Hawaii, and I remember him telling me that he was having a discussion with, you know, his brother and his sister-in-law, my aunt and uncle, and they were all like talking about kids and like how Matt and I have grown quite a bit, and just how great, you know, we turned out, I guess. We try our best. But they just, out of curiosity, they asked my dad, you know, would you go back and do it all over again? Or would you go back and change anything? And my dad was like, I wouldn't trade my kids for the world. And that is just something that really, really, really just pulls the heartstrings out of my chest. You know, that is just something that I know that a lot of people don't have. And, you know, my heart just feels for them. But knowing that I have something like that with my dad, a dad and a best friend as well, I certainly myself too wouldn't trade it for the world. My dad has just always been my dad and who he is, and that's exactly who he continues to be. And even though he's 52, he just turned 52 years old, he still acts like he's 21. And it's like the maturity and the immaturity is just like a wonderful mix, I swear. And you know, this podcast, of course, is just me gushing about my dad because it's Father's Day. And but the point is that, you know, dads, most of the dads out there that I know, they are dads when they have to be. But in reality, they are just, excuse me, they are just another really, really great best friend and guiding light that never fades. And that's something that's really stuck out to me. You know, I'm 24 now, and I've always, ever since I've started like driving, or even when I hit high school, I always turned to my dad. My dad was the number one person, and still is, person that I go to for help, for advice, for anything at all. Or if I need to know how to cook something that he's made before, it's like, Dad, like, help me, I need you. So I really do feel that that is something that is never going to go away, no matter how much I think I may have it together. Dad has just always been a very strong, glowing, guiding light. And, you know, whether it's a little situation or a big situation, he's just always there. He's just really always there. He's somebody that I can rely on and count on, and somebody who is always just catching my back when it needs to be caught. Or he's always there to, you know, knock some sense into me when I need it. He's just really an overall great, great father and best friend. And I'm just blessed. I'm blessed beyond belief to have somebody like that as a dad. My dad, the Morrison family, my dad came from a pretty good, strong background. There are things that he still does to this day that he learned from his mom and dad. And those are things that he's passed down to my brother and I, like how to, you know, cook certain things, how to clean, how to fix stuff, how to work on cars, how to get from one place to the other, you know, how to read road maps, just in case a phone or a GPS fails, just little things, like, you know, life things like that truly stand out to me. And the things that he had learned from his dad, he has passed down to us. And, you know, just like knowing like where he came from, and just makes me that much more grateful for him and my family. And just knowing that, you know, knowing that he just wouldn't change it for the world really means so, so much to me. And knowing that when he and my mother were ready to have kids, and they knew that they wanted kids really, really bad, and when it had happened, it was just, they were so prepared and so ready. Like, he was just so, so ready to be a dad and just loved being a dad. And he just enjoyed it. It wasn't even a chore. It was effortless between him and my mother, and he tells me all of the time, he was like, you, when you guys were babies, like, you were the best things that had ever happened to me. You guys were so cute and you were so good. And, you know, being able to, like, you know, fix your bottles and, you know, change your diapers and take naps with you on my lap and make sure that, you know, you were taken care of and loved was just the number one effortless priority. And something like that, amongst the other little quirks and things that my dad has about himself, that is definitely one of the things that truly sticks to me like glue. So, anyway, shout out to the best damn man in the land. I wouldn't trade it for anything else. Dad, you are untouchable, irreplaceable, and everything. You are nothing more and nothing less than a heart extension. You are a heart extension. You're a best friend. You're a rock. You are strong like a bull. You're stubborn, but in a good way. And having you in this life makes all the difference. And I wouldn't trade it for anything. So I love you, Dad. I love you with all of my heart, and I'm looking forward to seeing you on Father's Day. Shout out to all of the dads out there who are excited to celebrate, if you are. If you're celebrating just by yourselves or with your family, or if you're just feeling proud that you're a dad and you love it, God bless you and have a wonderful, wonderful Father's Day weekend. Stay safe and stay smiling. Bye-bye, guys.